Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, a place that's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and dear Lord help us. And with that being said, we will start off with what it means to be an American. If you truly are an American, are there Americans left today? Which, of course, I know there are some of us. But the truth is they're totally watering down what an American is. But if you believe in the American creed, which I do, here is what that means. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. Now, that those very last few words, to support its, to love the country, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. That isn't what's happening today. And the sad part is, Americans aren't doing that. Most of us are, but not the people who are supposed to represent us. And that's why I keep saying, some people are tired of hearing it, but that's okay. I love my country. It's my government I am afraid of. What we are seeing happen here, I will never surrender. Let me just put that out there first before I go any further. I will never surrender, okay? Live free or die kind of thing. And give me liberty or give me death, you know, those kind of things. But right now, after what I have seen over this weekend, after what this crazy Johnson guy has been doing, I'm just like looking back and then seeing where we truly are right this moment and the options to save this country. And if I'm realistic, if I'm honest, our country's already been taken over. We have allowed the enemy to come in, take over. The enemy is all through that Congress. We have so many anti-American traitors who are supposed to be representing us. And they're out there waving the Ukraine flag on our House floor. They're saying, kill Americans at the border. Let's keep the invasion going while we take care of Ukraine. Because we love Ukraine and we hate America. That's what they said. That's what Michael Johnson, Speaker Johnson, said. And when I'm not literally, but that's what they demonstrated. Their votes, their actions, their behavior, they said America's gone. Our Congress is as unconstitutional as it gets. It's gone. We have no representation. We have no country. It's all a facade at this point. It's all brainwashing. So if you think you have a country, you're fooling yourself. Because America has fallen. The only reason we're not flat on our face is because of that Second Amendment. We're teetering there. But the truth is, it's pretty much over. What would it take to save it? Even if there was some kind of action on this homeland, there are so many invaders, so many military-age men who have come in, so many treasonous traitors in government. I'm not sure how well it would be a massive Jan 6 event. The true Americans will be the ones punished and be in jail, while the enemy destroys us. The enemy is the Congress. The enemy is the government. Who has allowed all this to happen? It's a sick state of affairs. But that really is But, I mean, that's the way I see it. And now I noticed that I labeled this the U.S. Congress is unconstitutional. Beware of Biden's climate emergency plan. Well, and I got information on the show page. I've got some links out there. And we won't be able to dive into it in detail. But you gotta realize what they did back in 1976, the National Emergency Act. The Congress, once again, delegated their authority, their rights, what they're supposed to do, their job. They outsourced it to the president. They keep doing that. They keep outsourcing their job to various agencies and the presidency. So now we have a dictatorship, and we have these mega agencies all over the place who were never elected to make decisions, but they're running the government. While all these other people that are in public office, they just sit there doing their day trading and getting rich off us. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. So we have to really face the fact that truly, in essence, our country has been taken over right now. If you watched anything of what happened in that Congress over the weekend, if you see what's going on these college campuses, death to America, death to America. You have the so-called constitutional people like Michael Johnson, who are trying to destroy us. And then you have the foreign agents that are all through Congress who are wanting the death to Israel and, you know, save Palestine, Ukraine, kill America. This is what people in public office who represent us are saying. They're the ones saying death to America, too. They're waving their flags, not the American flag. There's something sick here. There's something so sick. And my own opinion, of course, nothing's going to happen with Speaker Johnson, even though, I mean, and I sort of understand I can't totally understand it because what he has done is treasonous. He is beyond lying. But I also can't understand why Trump seems to think he's doing a good job. If anybody can figure out why Trump said he's doing a good job, I mean, the art of the deal, come on, this is beyond that. What the heck, you know, Trump does things like that, and he really sounds pretty stupid when he says, if he just stays neutral and says nothing, you say, I can't explain what he's doing, I don't necessarily agree, but I don't, whatever. You want to play neutral, okay, because you don't want to trash the guy, because he's a Republican, for whatever good that does you. Then okay, but to go out there and say he's doing a good job? Trump, do you truly believe Speaker Johnson has done a good job? Do you? Explain that. I don't get it. And let's say the invasions here, but not only the Chinese, but everything else, the other cultures. What Obama put in place, and Obama isn't the one who truly started all this, but he was empowered to do much more. And this thing again about Biden and this climate emergency. And this, there's people that, and Senator Lee, who's out there trying to fight this, which is the information I have on the show page, trying to explain, because of these, the National Emergency Act of 1976, the president is given dictatorship powers. And what they're talking right now, and I tell you, because Trump has not, they have not been able to derail his election, his campaign, or any of this kind of stuff. And these people are so desperate because they're enemies. Unrestricted war. They will do whatever it takes to take us down because they don't care. They are trying to destroy this country. Do you understand that? If you don't understand this, which I truly believe most people listening to this show do understand it, it's the others we've got to try to educate. But if it continues on and Trump is not totally taken down by some of these actions they're trying to do, Biden will declare the climate a national emergency, climate change as a national emergency. And what does that mean? That means he shuts everything down because we've given him powers to be a dictator. The House of Representatives, if anybody knows what that word means, representatives, because they don't know, they have said, oh, President, you go do whatever you want. So how much money you want? Okay, we'll write a check for you. Go ahead. Oh, you want to open the border and let everybody invade? Sure, come on in. What does it mean to be an American anymore? It doesn't. There isn't an American anymore. It's been taken over. And I mean, that may sound a little extreme to some of you, but what we're seeing happen over this administration, there's been illegals coming in here for many years. There's many illegals. This time they are coming over, just massive, and of course all the terrorists that are coming over. And then you have a Congress, at least the House of Representatives, that did do the articles of impeachment, the Homeland Security, Mayorkas, crapola. And what did the treasonous traitors of the Senate do? They rejected it. They wouldn't even listen. They know the truth, but they don't want the truth because they're out to destroy. They have no loyalty to this country. Do you think Schumer cares about this country? Do you think Nancy Pelosi cares? Do you think Biden cares? They don't care. They don't care. They are trying to destroy this country. And we are pretty much dead in the water right now. We really are. I really don't know what it would take right now to save this country. Because, I mean, we're really, like I said, we've pretty much been defeated already. The invasion's here. The people in Congress who are saying all this crap, we don't care about America, America's bad, we want to destroy America, we're not going to protect America, which is their number one job, security, national security. We're going to let the invader come in. We're going to let the military age men come in. We're going to promote the invasion and destruction of this country. That is what Congress is doing. Totally unconstitutional. And you got a few people out there that seem like they're halfway decent, but they play along. Most people thought Michael Johnson was good. They thought he was a Christian, and they thought he was a constitutionalist. And the same thing he promoted and got passed, supposedly he voted against just a year ago, before he was in this position. So who is he working for? Definitely not working for us. He's a treasonous traitor. Senator Lee from Utah, he is attempting to, he has this Article 1 Act, which the whole point is to take back some of these rights from this National Emergency Act back from 1976, in order to stop Biden from doing this emergency plan, because I truly do believe that's what they will do next. They're getting pushed, and I sent some links. I put some links on the show. You can go see some of the stuff out there. The climate change nutcases. It's never been about climate. It's always been about control. It's all been taken over the country. Hopefully, some people are really beginning to understand what that means. Yes, as Robert F. Kennedy wants, we should protect the environment, stop the pollution, those kind of things. There's nothing wrong with that. We should be responsible, but not the insanity of what they say with everything else. The global warming, they change it based on whatever the event or whatever's happening. It's all about control, and it's all about destruction of the West and the United States. So this is what these people are doing. And for the most part, the rest of us are just helpless, defenseless. Can't do anything about it. You stand there and watch. They're taking away our country. We can do nothing about it. Stand there and watch. Those who peacefully protested the Capitol, we're in jail. We're jailed for it. Truthfully, there needs to be another massive march on Washington. It's our country, not theirs. And of course, you can talk about the U.S. corporation kind of thing. That's another discussion. But the whole point is, it's supposed to be our house, not theirs. Sovereign citizens, consent of the governed. There ain't no consent of the governed here. There is only a few. Only a few who are truly promoting this insanity that's out there. And the Republican Party, you know, if Trump is able to get through, like I say, if he's able to get elected, if he doesn't have the people in the Congress and the House and the Senate, and they haven't already totally twisted the laws before he ever gets there, which is what I think was in some of these bills, it's going to be over too. They have done everything they can to paralyze his administration before he even gets there. It's sabotage, and this is the Republican Party doing it to the Republican Party. The information that's come out about the Jan. 6 thing and what they did, there's so much other information out there that you just like, oh, my God. I mean, I knew it was bad. I knew the Agenda 21 stuff. I said, and you tried to tell other people to get engaged. And the big part of it is because we don't have a media. If we would have had a true freedom of the press and a media that actually reported the facts, but it's been bought out between Soros and between the CCP and the others. They've all been bought out. It's all a manipulated thing. There's absolutely nothing unplanned here, and it's been going on for years. But most Americans, unfortunately, were brainwashed into being taught, you vote for the representative and they're going to take care of you. It's so disgusting. It's so despicable. We have truly, and we're paying for our own suicide. Everything, the paying for the destruction of this country, we're funding our own destruction. Giving the money to Iran and everything. It's very, very sick. But I do want to remind you, want some good news? Well, if you call it good news. Happy Earth Day. Today is Earth Day. Aren't you happy? The Environmental Protection Day or whatever else. And I mean, we should all feel really happy knowing it's Earth Day, whatever. We won't have a country, but it's Earth Day. The other thing that was really interesting, a couple other things real quick here, and I'll take some calls. I see a couple of people out there already, including Joe from Montana. Bill Maher out there. It's really pretty interesting listening to him lately because he's actually started to realize, he's always been a libertarian / liberal, never been a conservative or the Republican or anything else. He's always been in for the environment, don't have Christmas lights because they waste too much electricity kind of stuff. But he's out there saying what they're doing is wrong. He's out there saying this is too much. You're destroying everything. This isn't being a liberal. This isn't libertarian stuff. It was very interesting. You'd have to go out there and listen to the whole monologue he had. Very interesting. And I think it's putting some of his audience in shock because they're expecting him just to cheer on this woke including what they were doing to the children. He said, a child is going to do whatever the adult says. The child is going to want the acceptance and approval of the adult. So if you keep telling the child that the boy is a girl and this and that, well, yeah, you're going to confuse them. The transgender stuff, you got to go listen to what he said. And I'm sure some of his audience was just in shock that he's actually telling the truth. Because that's not what liberal or libertarian means. It's totally the opposite. It is. The other thing is that this past week there was the Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association event, conference, whatever you want to call it. It was very interesting. There was one doctor there, and I've tried to actually find just the video of that to share with you, but I haven't been able to find just that segment. Dr. Richard Fleming talking about COVID and understanding how this all really happened, the history of bioweapons. What happened, and this goes back to Germany and everything else, and the Nuremberg trials. It goes into all of that. Very, very interesting information if you can find it. And if I find the link, I will definitely share it with you. And then you're hearing that, it's like, yeah, back then, we invited the bioweapons people to come in here and destroy us too. It's the ultimate. It's so many things. If you go back to what the Founding Fathers said, the things they warned about, the things they tried to build, embed in that Constitution to protect us, how they warned us on different things. And George Washington's farewell address it's so accurate and on mark to what has happened. It really is so on the mark. And everything what they fought against, what they warned us about, we have gone and just, we have totally ignored everything they said, and we are back where we were. It's not King George in the same sense, but we are not a free society. We are not a country anymore, not really, if we're honest about it. If the truth matters, we will realize we've been taken over. And the rights, your rights are already being taken away, starting, the massive rights of the Patriot Act and all of these types of things, and just little by little we're fading away. So are we truly still a republic? I don't think so. Are we a banana republic? Maybe there. That might be it. And the other, like I say, the GOP, and I remember back in the days of the Tea Party. I mean, there's so many stuff. I'm sorry, I'm ranting way too much. I'll try to stop here, but I'm so disgusted. But back in the day of the Tea Party, that, you know, we had a chance. That was when we truly had a chance, but you still had people who hadn't suffered enough. You still have people today who haven't suffered enough. If you're not suffering, you're not realizing what's here. But as we have seen in Illinois, and I'm trying to remember what the name of the lady, it could have been in Harlem too. There's different black individuals out there ranting about what they're doing. We have been living here for umpteen years, and we've been paying the taxes. We've been working. We need help. But what do? You're taking my money and giving it to these illegals. Everybody, you know, the more you're suffering right now, the more people are getting louder about it. So it depends on how much suffering you're doing as to how vocal you're being about it. And others, and the sad fact is there's plenty who maybe are suffering but are too scared to say anything after what happened with Jan 6 and after what they see happening with Trump. After they see there's a variety of things that are going on out there where they are taking away our rights, spying on us, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't the United States of America anymore. It really isn't. Some kind of banana republic or whatever. We have truly already given away our country. I have not surrendered, and I know the people listening to this show have not surrendered, but the sad truth is we don't truly have a country anymore. We really don't. With that being said, we're going to get Joe from Montana on here, and then I see Karen, and then I also see Joe. So, Joe from Montana, how are you doing this evening?
Well, Sally, how are you doing? Well, I think I know. I've heard a little bit of your rant. I haven't heard all of it. But let me see if I've gotten this straight. Sally from the American Statesman has finally said, and I don't know if you've said this specifically, but the GOP and the Dems, they're not just stupid, selfish people. They are completely corrupt, bought out by the CCP or the lobbyists or the Rothschilds, and are completely, everybody in there is a traitor. Am I getting that right?
I would say 95%. Or total treasonous and traitors. That little small 5%, I'm giving a little bit of leeway that not everybody is evil. There's a few. But the majority are evil and corrupt and don't care anything about this country. And some of it is just greediness. They want to keep their job because they get all all the money, the war money and everything else, all the craziness of how they benefit from ripping us off and being neglectful to what they should be doing. So you got those. But then you have the others that are the ultimate of the treasonous traitors, who are the foreign agents who have taken over that Congress, who support Ukraine and everything else much more than they ever support any the United States. Those who surrender our homeland for the likes of Ukraine are treasonous traitors. And I think Karen sent out a list of the 101 Republicans who supported Ukraine over the United States of America. It's more important to save Ukraine than it is to save America. Yeah, so, you know, I think you're close, but I'm going to – there are those who didn't support it and those who are fighting to change a few things, but it's a small percentage.
Okay. Small percentage. Well, let me clue you into what I think. They are all traitorous, even Rand Paul, no matter who's your favorite. The reason being they are either taking money or they're afraid of losing their jobs or they're afraid of being killed. As a result, it's not just being spineless and saying, I just don't want to vote for this bill because I'm afraid of getting kicked out of office. They're afraid of dying, which I can't blame them, but then also not doing anything about it. And those that take money under the table, regardless of whether they're voting for the Ukraine versus Russia or Israel versus Hamas, they do not have our interests at heart. And as a result of taking the money, they are evil. Doesn't matter if they were born evil. They don't have to be demon seeds. They are evil and will buy and will have sold out the country. Every one of them.
You're not going to get any big argument out of me. Like I said, I mean, Matt Gaetz, there's a few out there that I think are halfway decent who have not totally sold us out. Rand Paul is a perfect example. He does a lot of good stuff, but I know he's definitely not pure to Neil's degree, but he's definitely better than a few of the others. Mike Lee, he's out there trying to take back and shut down some of these other Senator Mike Lee, the Emergency
Don't
Powers Act
it.
Thing that they did. So,
Don't
so,
believe but, it. They have to do yeah. that in order to make sure that people are saying, well, you know, we still have a shot. We still got a chance. We got these people. It's political theater at its best. All it is like what Ventura had said. The two parties
and actually
fight each other.
To that degree, well, uh-huh. Let me mention one thing real quick here. And to that degree, that's the other part, and I don't remember what show or whatever it was I was watching or listening to. They talk about it, and the ultimate truth of the political games that are going, political theater, where there will be something that they know the MAGA people, the Republicans, the true Republicans, as in constitutional people, who believe in what should be happening, these Republicans that are in office know that they're going to get hammered by it. And there's these times when they will play games back and forth, and the same on the Democrats of, well, if I know there's enough votes over there, I can still vote this way and it'll still pass. However, if a push comes to shove, then I'm going to vote the way I want to vote, and I don't care about my people. But I realize that if I'm trying to score points, you know, they play a game. It is definitely political theater where they will hold off the ones who wait to vote in the very end. If you've ever seen that, that's really funny. If you ever watched the vote on the House
floor,
Sally,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If they're doing political theater and they're not looking out for our interests, they are doing it for their interests, which means they're evil. Every single one of them. Remember that particular photo where Rand and his wife were at dinner, and then they got surrounded by Antifa. That's a warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all evil. Weak equals evil. Every single one of them.
And you know, like I said, I give a smidgen of it, but I agree with you for 99%, whatever. The majority are definitely evil. I'm just not willing to say everybody is evil, but most of them are. And those
if you were in office, would you not be different than them? Would you not have try to inform the FBI, try to reform the FBI as well as inform them about what's going on? And yeah, they're not doing it. They're evil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've told people or explained to people in the past what happened when I was running in Orange County for the Orange County mayor. Literally, voters said, you're too honest for the job. So they're looking for the best crooks. Yeah, but the system is so corrupted now, the evilness getting cleaning out the cesspool. I finally heard someone admit that a swamp has a good thing. It was they didn't say, I don't think they said cesspool, but they said sewage or something else. It's not a swamp. A swamp actually does a valuable service to the environment, a cesspool. These people are nothing but slime. They truly are. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, well, when I said I think the country's already fallen, do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's already fallen, and in terms of the control of the country being in the hands of Congress, yeah. Should we surrender, as you were saying? No. There's going to have to be ways in order for us to fight back. But in terms of the laws that have been passed, the laws that are being passed, the laws that are being proposed to be passed, yeah. Yeah. Take a look at the new surveillance. The laws probably should have been sunsetted a long time ago. The thing is, yeah. Okay? And people have to realize this. It's not a matter of just the Democrats versus the Republicans. Who's going to win? And, oh, my God, they're going to be bought out by, you know, certain PACs. And yeah. But once they've done it, they are evil. They have not looked at us as people in decades, if not over 100 years.
Yep. Yep, and for, just for the record, and make sure everybody understands what I said, I will never surrender. I said, live free or die, give me liberty, give me death. I'm not surrendering, but I am facing a very reality right now that,
yes,
for the most part, the country has fallen. We are a banana republic at best. I don't know that you can truly say the United States of America is standing right now. I don't know that you can truly say that with what is going
not
on.
Not the
right
Constitution,
now.
Government, of course not.
There's no Constitution.
Learned in school. No, of course not.
No.
The judges have been bought out. The cops, even the ones who are not corrupt, they're going to be replaced by immigrants who are given ID cards and cash and mm-hmm. told that they're allowed to vote and that they are citizens, having stepped on our soil and been here for longer than maybe 5 minutes. Sold out is yes.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. I am not arguing with any of that. That's why to a certain degree this election, it's a farce. I'm trying to think, if Trump managed to get elected, because I knew if the election was held today and it was honest, as in, you know, the votes counted correctly kind of thing, Trump would definitely be elected. I have no doubt on that one. But when you think of those who are even in Congress, sitting in Congress today, will they uh-huh. support him in trying to do anything? It's not a matter of the will of the people. I think the will of the people are on the side of freedom and liberty, the majority. But we've had this invasion, and we've allowed an evil element to come in and take over. We've allowed foreign agents to become part of Congress. And, I mean, yet, of course, they have to get rid of the one guy, Santos, because he did something they didn't like, while we allow the foreign agents who are truly enemies from within to continue on. It's insane. It's totally insane. So what are the likelihood of saving this country in this next election, if we have an election? But I personally have no doubt if Trump continues on, that they're not able to do the lawfare thing to the max and shut him down, and he doesn't get assassinated, whatever, you know, these other things, if they don't stop him from being reelected, whatever you want to call it, Biden will declare some kind of climate emergency, or there'll be another COVID, whatever emergency, and shut the country down, the beginning of October, mid-October? You know, somewhere in there?
Even if Trump gets elected, the whole plan is to shut the country down and to introduce what everybody has been talking about for a long time. There'll be an economic collapse. There'll be some sort of frying of the grid. It doesn't matter. Okay?
Exactly. I agree. We have been slowly set up from the enemies from within, and this is where we're at. And it's so much to me when I think about the fall of Rome, where they occupied the idiots in the Colosseum, get them drunk and have them play games, and we have those who get drunk and watch Super Bowls and whatever else. It's really history repeating itself in so many ways. It truly is. It's just a sad state of affairs that during the Tea Party, many of us tried to wake people up, try to say, well, and I would remember over and over again, well, we have to vote for Republicans. We have to vote for evil. Okay, the American way, we have to vote for evil.
Well, take a look at
an evil Republican
look at
is better than an evil Democrat. What's that?
Oh, yeah, see? Take a look at the old statement. At least I know my devil, right? And the devil I know is the best one I know. And what's the other one? I'd rather vote for this evil than that evil. I forget the exact statement, but I never conform to it. And as a result, people are putting in, and I don't blame the American people for being stupid. And you've heard me say the American's stupid. I've said this over and over again. They're dumb. They're stupid. And the reason why is because that's the purpose of brainwashing. Purpose of brainwashing is to take away your intelligence. And it's worked.
Yes, the dumbing down of Americans has been very successful. We've talked about that many times here through education. I repeat Jefferson's line all the time about if you expect a nation to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and will never be. You cannot be ignorant and free. They've dumbed down Americans to the max, brainwashing, and they did in a variety of ways, but public education was the number one. And just like the insanity of what you see happening on these campuses today, it's the whole thing is disgusting. So, but thank you for all this info. Please hold on. Don't go away, but I want to get Joe in here because Joe is posting something, a double agent named Kathy, and she was on Perch Politics last night trashing Republicans or something. So I'm going to go to Joe. I want Joe to explain to me what he's referring to. He's got this out in the chat. Then we will go to Karen and then whoever else wants to join. Well, hey, Joe, how you doing?
All right. Well, yeah, I don't want to get into that too much. I'll wait till that person calls in and recognize the voice because then they won't ever call in. But I recognize that voice, you know, and you just never know who you talk. I mean, it's these blog talk radio. I think it's just a clown show sometimes, you know. I mean, who's out here really committing or becoming involved to change the system. Look, you're never going to vote these people out, number one, because it's a corporation. It's a de facto corporation. They don't represent you. You don't have constitutional rights. It's a game. The Federal Reserve bought you out the country, okay? It's bought and sold you 70 times over. You are a slave to them, and you will – I mean, we've gone over this so many times. And, you know, and it's there in black and white, so you can't deny it. People can try to skip around it and go back to the Trump puppet argument and start talking about Fannie and all the other showboat trials and he's going to save us and all that crap, too. You know, the bottom line is this. Until you restore our lawful de jure government and we get the numbers of people behind us, okay, you're not going to win anything. You're going to continue to be arrested for nonviolent crimes or non-victim or victimless crimes by the state. Yeah, okay. You're going to continue to get your property taxes quadrupled because that's what they're doing here in North Carolina. They're doing it in Ohio, and they're going to be doing it around the rest of the country. Okay? They're going to bankrupt you. They're going to take your guns away, and you're going to obey their new world order, and they're going to kill you off until there's 5 million people left on this country. 500 million people left on this earth, and that's all that's to it. And they'll get their World War III, too. And you will pick a side. You know, and we can all fight each other and argue about it on the radio shows. Why is it I'm right and you're right? And they're going to send money to Ukraine. They can send $2 trillion to Ukraine. It doesn't matter. They print the damn money. They got a machine that prints the money. Who cares? Let them send $80 trillion there. Who cares? Well, you know, who cares? They're going to do what they want to do anyway. So we have got to restore our republic. We have got to end the Fed, the money monopoly system that controls everything, the greed, the jealousy, the wanting of possessions, the irresistible spending by our government, the irresponsible spending, until we end the Federal Reserve. The head of the snake chopped that off. And then the rest of the pieces will fall into place, just like Aaron Russo used to say.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Russo was so on top of it. And look, I mean, how many years ago that was, how many decades and everything else. But let me, you know, and I know when I first started listening to your show, we were talking about how to get people to fill in these places, to be part of the takeover of our government, taking
the
it
Republic.
Back from us kind of thing. Yeah, taking over the Republic. Yeah. But I still don't
You've
know.
You've got to form your own assembly.
People,
You got to form your own assemblies. Yeah. You elect your own officials, and you have to do it constitutionally and lawfully. If you don't want to go to the Republic of the United States website, that one's too cumbersome for people. I don't know if Florida's got a republic or not. I'll look, but you can go to the North Carolina American Republic website and look at how we've done it here in North Carolina. We started in 1997. There's cases we brought them to court and argued these things in court. And the bottom line is, unless we've got numbers behind us, because if you go to court with 5 people, they're going to still throw you in jail. It doesn't matter.
Well,
but you go to court with 3,000 people, they're not going to throw you in jail, you know, because we argue the jurisdiction.
And that is ultimately it. How do we bring everyone together to do it? Now, I have to tell you, I've talked a lot about Defend Florida on here, and I've been involved with them. Unfortunately, their call is the same time as yours on Tuesday, so sometimes I got to bounce back and forth.
Yeah.
But they were doing things. They were trying to follow the process, which some of us told them that, you know, the process is corrupt. So, and they play games, which is exactly what they did right here in the state of Florida.
Yep.
They had the people in the House that were saying, oh, yeah, we'll do this. We're supporting this. Yeah, we want all this voter, the election integrity thing. While they knew all along the ones over in the Senate were never going to let it go all the way through. So they could play the good person. Oh, yeah, see, they're going to vote for me because I did what I said and I did this. And I knew it. Now, had they had the support in the Senate, had the Senate had the right bill and been supporting passage of it and that it was looking good there, then they would have been up the creek because it's like, oh, my goodness, if I do this, I'm not going to be able to get reelected again. And then they would have played the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they could play it because they knew when they tossed it to the Senate, nothing was going to happen. And
well, you're not – Florida is not a lawful state. And see, you got to remember, it's like North Carolina. You see, we're the 39th state to the corporation, but we're the 12th state to the de jure republic. Okay, we were originally the 12th state, but we were taken by bayonet and rifle, our governor, after the Civil War. That's what it was all about, states' rights. It wasn't about slavery, okay? And they forced us without vote to accept this corporate government. The documents are all there. I mean, I read it once on my show, the surrender letter of the governor for the North American North Carolina after the Civil War. He surrendered. By military force. That's how they that's what the Civil War was all about. And people say, well, we're going to fight the Civil War all over again? Well, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it again, because right now you're not getting anywhere, you know? I mean, well, what do we got to do?
Yeah.
I mean, you try to do it lawfully, take it to the Supreme Court. Argue this, because this is a broken part of our history. The Reconstruction Acts of 18, everything that happened after the 39th Congress, after they abandoned their seats, they did not retake their seats lawfully after the Civil War. They were appointed by a de facto system, okay? And then they came with the 14th Amendment, and you became subject class citizens. You began, right? That's what when I say de facto de jure, this is a de facto government. It's not lawful constitutional government. There's two constitutions operating parallel to each other. And right now they don't recognize the real constitution. They changed the wording too, you know, United States of America and stuff like that. All this stuff is there. Look up the United States of the Corporation or not. I don't have the code in front of me right here, but it's a corporation. You know, we're not a corporation. What's Washington, D.C. is not supposed to control what we do around the country. The Supreme Court can't make a decision, and it becomes a law. You know, and well, what the hell are we talking about here? And that's why we're so broken right now. The system is broken. They codified the laws, too, in the early 1900s. That's when they codified the laws, and they became statutes, and all the lawyers who are not supposed to run for public office, according to the
13th
Amendment. They're not supposed to run for public office. So what the hell are they doing in there? How did they get in there? Because they hijacked the country during the Civil War, you know? I mean,
well,
that's why they got all these codes and statutes. You can't understand them.
The games,
you know?
They played with the ratification of the 13th Amendment. They said it was never ratified, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But it's all part of the same game. And so what I have been, several of us, not just me by any means, have put out there enough times is forming the state compacts and getting the state compacts who are reforming, doing what you're saying, forming the correct union, getting back to that union if we get the compact, and that way we totally
correct our status.
Federal
That's
government.
How you got to say it. Correct our status. That's what we have to do. We have to correct our status and return to lawful de jure government, because otherwise they don't understand and people get lost. They start going off and then we get into these little arguments, Sally, about other issues. Stay away from the soap opera, General Hospital. Stay away from it. You know what I mean? Stick to the focus like a laser beam on the real issue at hand. That's why you always hear me say the same thing, always over and over and over, because hopefully it gets it, you know, people get it. Ding, it wakes up like a light bulb, you know? Stay away from the soap opera crap, you know, because it's not a distraction.
And it is. It's a massive game, but it's all part of the game to destroy it, to totally flatten the line on this kind of stuff. And I agree. I agreed with you back when I first started listening and I first joined your conversation with Restore the Republic. I never disagreed with any of it. I believe I might have been talking to Joe from Montana at some point, so talking about this too. It's like I agree with what it is, making it happen, getting people to understand it, and getting the people together to truly make it happen is what the challenge is, because they've been so brainwashed by so many other things. Because I totally agree, and I mean, even before you
and then,
I
and then
Sally,
they start arguing about driver's licenses and stuff. Yeah. And then they start arguing about certain drivers. That's not what it's about. You don't go to court to argue the Republic about a seatbelt ticket. You know what I mean? That you're a sovereign citizen. You don't do that. That's not what it's about. Or you want to cash in your birth certificate, you know? All these little arguments, and it turns into a joke, you know?
Well, and this is where, how do you get people organized enough to take back the country is what it is. And that's the part that we talk about all the time here. We can talk about it, but how do you make it happen? I mean, even on things that I would say are the normal local government and whatever else, the things you're supposed to be doing, trying to get people together to do even a sign waving to get a message out, because not most of us, at least in my own case, I can't afford TV advertising. Hillsdale College, would they ever talk about this? I doubt it, but whatever. What do we do to get people to say, here, if you want to save the country, you have to come over here and stay, not over there? How do we get that message out when we are so bombarded and being brainwashed by all the fake news and the media
crap
and everything else?
There's two ways. You just said it. Money. You know, unfortunately, we have to use their bartering system they put in place. So we need people that can financially back this and handle the paperwork and present, that can take time off from work, that can pay people or organize these big functions that where we can get people to come in, because there's so many people out there that are just struggling to get by. I remember I couldn't go to a lot of the Republic meetings, so I had to work, but
right.
I was my own business owner,
right.
So that's why I was able to go to a lot of them. You know, but other people couldn't. They got to work. They got kids to support. You know, that's how they got you. You know, they got you going and driving to work every day in a metal coffin like a slave. You know, there's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? You quit your job? No. What are you going to do? Go to jail and then lose your family? Do they turn your lights off? No. You know, so or if we don't get the backing by somebody out there, then we're going to have to wait and let them do their new world order, and we're just going to have to fight, I guess, back like how we got the original republic. Just let them take everything from us. We'll be usurped, and just until we had enough, fight back. You know, that's the only thing we could do. You know, it's sad to say, because you're not gonna argue with these politicians and change it, because they're bought and sold, many of them. There's a few good ones in there, but
they're multimillionaires and billionaires because of their corruption. Blood money thing that was just out there, but with Glenn Beck, it was a Doc Blaze TV, I really should say, Blaze TV special.
Yeah.
With these people, they get rich off of screwing us over. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So they make
and
all the
money. And you
think
they're going to give that up? You think they want to give that away?
The reapproval of FISA, the FISA thing is a perfect example. They protected their rights while they took away ours. This is the way these people are.
Yep.
They're slime. They're slime in every way.
Yep.
Those who profess to be Christians, the wannabe Christians, whatever, they're going to rot in hell. They truly are. And the thing
is, you think those 101 Republicans, you think they're going to be unseated? Those 101 Republicans next election, you think they'll be unseated?
No.
The ones that voted for it?
No. I would be
willing
to out of that 101. 101 that were there who voted for this crapola, I would venture to guess. I mean, I think there's a couple of them who aren't seeking reelection, so we'll drop a couple of them there. But I would venture to say 98% of them get reelected.
Yeah.
And in the case of the one, which
right.
I don't know, I maybe Karen can answer the question. I don't know about Done Nothing, who's right here for Jackson County, whether he voted for or against it. I know he's voted really stupid on some things. He's going to get reelected because he's running unopposed. He doesn't have anybody to run against.
Wonderful.
I mean, the whole
wonderful.
It's stupid. So this is the slime of it all. And if we can find, you know, I am standing
in
ready
any case,
and waiting.
Guys, I'm going to have to go, so I'll see you guys later.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All
thanks
right,
for calling in, Joe from Montana.
Okay. I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The thing is, how do you get the money? Unfortunately, we don't have a George Soros on our side. We have a George Soros.
Exactly.
All the rich people seem to be all willing to take us down. Of course, now Trump, rich, and didn't seem to be trying to take us down, seems to be on the other side, but who really knows on some of the games that get played. But Trump then get us
know?
The money? What's that?
Why didn't he end the Fed? Why didn't he end the Fed? Why didn't he return monetary policy over to the people? Why?
But see, when it comes to what the president can do, if you're not truly a full blown dictator, because you remember the stuff he was dealing with too, the Republicans who were working against him when he was in there as well. Take the first 2 years that stupid idiot called Paul Ryan.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
So there's many other things he could have done if there would have been some true constitutionalist in the Congress. Paul Ryan was his enemy. Paul Ryan did everything against him. For 2 years,
You're right.
2 years, and then, of course, that. So I don't totally blame him, but that's the sad part now. It's like, well, just like we just said, 98% of the scum will be reelected. The same ones who, out of the 101, 98% of them will be reelected, and they will be out there sabotaging what he's doing.
Ron Paul was preaching this stuff. Remember, 08? I remember Ron Paul, 2008. I was screaming his name up and down, you know, and the Fed and everything. I remember the end of Fed rallies across the country. But then, you know, he couldn't get in there. You know, and then we got Trump in there.
Exactly.
Like you said, a lot of people working against him. You're right.
Exactly. And Ron Paul was great, and I would vote for Ron Paul to be president today if he was out there running. I would do it because he's still saying the same thing. He's still his son Rand Paul isn't quite on the same path. Oh, he's
I know,
sir, but he's not quite. You know, he's not really as full blown Ron Paul as I wish he was. But definitely, we've been saying get rid of the Fed for how long? But most people, even today, you and I know the majority of Americans probably still think the Fed is part of the federal government, and you're like, no, they're not, and it's a exactly what Thomas Jefferson said. Don't get a central bank. A central bank will destroy you. This is what it is.
Yep.
There's nothing truly new here. So anyway, hold that thought. I'm going to get I got a couple other people out with Karen, and then I think it's Mike is out there, and then I think there was Cindy was out there. So Karen, with all this being said, I'm sure you can definitely chime in on a few of these things and tell us how wonderful the Republican Party of Florida is. Karen, if you're there, something happened. Looks like Karen had to drop, and maybe her connection was bad. So we'll see if she gets back in here. Okay, let's go to Mike. I think it's Mike. And if Karen gets back online here, I'll go back to her. Something happened because it dropped. Something happened. Mike, are you there?
Right. Yeah, I agree with Joe with what he said and what the other Joe said. I mean, look, it's like Dan Bongino said. He says the Republicans may not solve your problems, but you can damn well be sure that the Democrats are the cause of them. All right, and look at all the policies that are causing us problems and where they come from, the open borders. The money to Ukraine, the Republicans voted for it, but that is a Democrat thing because it's a Biden thing. He owns it. All right?
Okay.
They own it.
Okay.
You know?
They shouldn't have voted for it. They shouldn't have allowed it, though.
They voted for it. That's all there is to it. You can't go and give me excuses of why you voted for that crap. There is absolutely no excuse
for
that.
I didn't want it. Look, I wanted no money to Ukraine, money to the border, or shut the government down. That's what I wanted. You know, that's what I wanted.
And they did none of it.
They did nothing. In fact, the guy who we thought was on our side when he got in there went the totally other way with it. They got a hold to him, and he wet his pants, and he gave us the FISA, and he gave us the the money to Ukraine.
Yeah, Michael Johnson has done totally opposite of everything that he said he was going to do. He's truly been worse than McCarthy, which is the other part that is this. And we got to remember, the political party, the party itself, it's the whole system is so ridiculous, and I just wish people wouldn't be so addicted to stupid party politics.
Hey,
but
what we're doing here in Rockingham County, my county, we're starting up a whole other GOP, right? But what we're doing is there's a core group of us that know why we're doing it, and we're restoring the republic lawfully, and we're getting all these little idiots in there. Yeah. And then when we get them in there, we're gonna suck. You know, tell them the way it's gonna be. You know, and we gotta infiltrate this corporation. That's what I did. Restore the republic. That's why I probably should have did it a little more slick, but I still got 20% of the vote here. You know, so I'm gonna take that 20 cents. Mm-hmm. 20% of people, 3,000 people, and we're going to start something. We're going to go after these rhinos, mm-hmm. and you serve them.
Well, and this is where I explain it over and over again, and this is why I wish people wouldn't be so hooked on stupid the parties. The political parties have totally corrupted the election, but the fact of the matter is the Democrats were the smart ones. They the evil and the smart. We are going to take over the Republican Party because we're just going to run like a Republican because that way the dumb voters who vote for letters and not people will go and they'll vote for us because we said we're a Republican. We're really an anti-American treasonous traitor agent, foreign agent, and whatever else. But as long as we run as a Republican, they'll vote for us because they're stupid. And the Republicans are stupid, so unfortunately. So hold on a second. I see that Karen is back out there. Karen, are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You've been hearing an awful lot here. And at the very tail end, I don't know if you heard me say the question, how wonderful is the Republican Party of Florida? But please chime in on the sad state of affairs.
It is a very sad state of affairs, and I do believe everything that you said happens to be true. But I am a person that likes to connect the dots so that we can understand who we're dealing with, because we're not dealing with Democrats or Republicans. There are no more Democrats or Republicans.
Right.
The Democrats are the Marxist Party, and they are totally dictated to and under the rule of China, as is almost everything that is happening in the world today. And Joe Biden is the Chinaman. He does everything that he has done, every policy he has put in place has benefited China. And that really started with Bush and allowing China to become part of the WTO, the World Trade Organization, and giving China favored nation status, meaning they were a developing country. And systematically, they let them, the leaders, quote, leaders, allowed them to steal everything that we have as Americans, our technology, our infrastructure, our factories, and our universities, our military, our schools, even down to elementary schools. What moron allows Confucius Institutes in elementary schools? Mm-hmm. So this is a concerted effort by Communist China, and I truly believe we are in World War III. We're not in a kinetic war, but we are in a war of minds. And as I think it was Joe that said, we are in a war of being brainwashed. And until enough people are hurting, nothing is going to change. Because until the people recognize that they are being taken over, they are being replaced. We are being replaced. That is the goal, to replace the middle class. That's what China wanted. China communists cannot have a middle class. They will not tolerate competition, and they will never tolerate opposition. So if you talk to one of these, I don't even know what to call them, bobbleheads, because that's basically what they are, they will tell you that communism is wonderful, and all they need is a chance to make this new communism right, that the old communism is wrong, and that's why it failed. But if you give them more money and you give them more time, then they'll make the new communism right. And, I mean, if we think about it, the Democrats, the liberals, used to be for free speech. They used to be for civil rights. They
used Bill Maher, what Bill Maher is saying. Bill Maher is actually promoting what they were.
Yes. If you watch the policies, I have Trevor Loudon is going to be on my show this week. And he made a very interesting observation, because we were talking about the one thing that we can start doing, and we can do it because it's up on May 27th, and that is to kill the WHO treaty, because anything that they are banking on right now to do anything with regard to a health emergency is going to come right out of the WHO. And Tedros, who is a Chinese puppet, he was handpicked by the Chinese Communist Party to run the WHO, has already said that in September he wants to have a test run of what it would be like if there was a pandemic. So think about that.
Yeah.
And this
let me mention one other thing real quick here.
One second before I get off that.
Okay.
Before we get off, please write down sovereignty, www.thefreedomcoalition.org. And if you're in an organization or you're an individual, sign the petition and get as many people as you can to sign the petition. Because that's the only thing that our legislators, as you said, it's numbers. That's the only thing that they will listen to. And any organization that you touch, that you speak to, if you have a radio show, whatever it is when you're talking to people, sign the petition. Because if we become part of the WHO, then the rest of Agenda 21 will be that much more difficult to get rid of. And it is going to be a monumental challenge to even begin to get rid of it. But we have to start in our local communities. And now,
in reference to the WHO thing, and I think it's Micah here in the background. Hold on just a second, Mike. The guy, that Dr. Richard Fleming, who was on the constitutional sheriff thing, he was out there he put the paperwork out there to show how that treaty would be totally in violation of the Constitution if we truly believe we have a Constitution these days. So there were ways that we could fight it if you get the right people to fight it. The other thing, and I believe it was on a Glenn Beck special or something, where talking about how much of the Biden administration is actually the Hamas is part of the Biden administration. We have got the enemy so far embedded into this government, into this administration. It's unbelievable, and it's so despicable. And the enemy truly has taken over this government. It's disgusting. Now, Mike, I think you were going to ask Karen something.
I was going to point out to something. Karen said that was talking about how all this China stuff started with Papa Bush or something like that. No, it didn't start with Papa Bush. It started when Kissinger told Nixon to go to China.
Yes, that's when
it started.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And
you're absolutely
also
right.
And also, things won't change. And I've learned this from Dan Bongino. Things won't change until it gets bad enough. And
right.
when he talks about that, he talks about what led up to, in New York, what led up to Giuliani getting elected as mayor of New York City. And what led up to it was Dinkins. And then in 89, what's his name, ran in the first time and didn't win, Giuliani. And then they had four or five straight years of 2,000 plus murders per year, and then in 93, it finally got bad enough, and Giuliani got elected, and it changed. So has it gotten bad enough yet for people to change their voting habits?
And the only way to change, well, it's beginning to change, let's put it that way, because they have tackled their base, which was the minority community. And the minorities are finally waking up and realizing that they're being replaced. And, the favored group was the minorities. Well, they're being replaced by the illegals. And then what happened with women? Well, they're being replaced by transgenders. So they're moving on. And what's happening is there are still some of the minorities and there are still many women that are smart enough to see this, so they're not hanging on anymore. And this could turn this would turn the election. I think that's the only thing that will turn the election. And if Trump can get 20% of the minorities, he's a winner because he's destroying the base. The question is, if we don't go after our SOEs and say, wait a minute, how can people who are not citizens vote when there's a law on the books that says you must be a citizen to vote? Why won't you allow it? Why won't you allow the SOEs to check citizenship? SOEs to check citizenship. And that's the big problem, because they are bringing in, with specific wants, they are bringing in our replacements. And they have done this before. As far as the WHO is concerned, I did not know this, but the Tedros was a Chinese communist operative, and that's how he got to that position. He's not a doctor. He has no knowledge of doctor, being a doctor. He's a, I think, political scientist or something like that. So he has no business being there, but he is a puppet of China. Well, sitting behind him, helping pull the strings, is an old name that we should be familiar with, and that name is Cass Sunstein. And Cass Sunstein is writing the propaganda pieces to make sure that everybody wants to be involved with the WHO, and everybody wants to get on that bandwagon. And I believe that Johnson, I believe they're holding, they were holding something over him.
Yeah,
I
that's something.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I have no idea. But either that, or he was such a wolf in sheep's clothing for 7 years, talking the way he talked. That 180 degree turnaround was not somebody going in a skiff and being told that the country will fall apart if they don't give another $60 billion to Ukraine.
Right.
When everybody knows the war is over and Ukraine has lost, because they don't even have a military. And then the other thing is, there is a hardline communist, this one I learned today after talking to Trevor, a hardline communist, and her name is Susan Michie. And Susan is in charge of the WHO and getting everybody in line and slapping them around and making sure that they do what they are told to do. And behind the scenes, we have Obama and Susan Rice and Chairman Xi. But the missing piece, which I couldn't figure out, is Valerie Jarrett. And once Valerie Jarrett is there, that is the We Love Iran connection. So everything that O'Biden has done has favored the Chinese, and now the Chinese have formed an alliance, and they are actually funding, with the help of America, the Hamas and Iran and the destruction of our country. So these people did not go away. They are still there. They're never going to leave unless we get to them. And I don't know if that is even in Trump's term, his plate is going to be so incredibly full. I don't know how he would be able to get to all of these things. And unless he picks the right attorney general, somebody like maybe Kash Patel, who really knows who the gangsters are and will really go after them, it's not going to change very much. And that's going to be really scary, because if we get through 4 years of Trump and nothing changes, we have no place to go.
Right. And the other person that's big into this whole situation is a woman named Victoria Nuland.
Oh, yes.
She's all into the the Ukraine stuff as well,
yes.
And all into the putting together of these color revolutions and things of that nature, you know. And she has a lot to do with all the stuff that Trump's going through as well, you know. So
yes,
you know that they have a whole lattice work of people that are intertwined. It's not just the people we name. It's, you know, it's Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg and Letitia and Big Tish James and all these, and the people in Colorado and all these people that are going after Trump with these cases. Plus, it's also what's his name in the Senate that is bringing up this bill to try and get Trump's Secret Service taken away from him.
Yeah. Well,
so
very, very sick.
It's a big lattice work of people that are trying to protect their money train. It's all about the money. you know.
Money and power, both money and power.
Yep. Yep.
So, okay, I see Cindy out there. Yep. Go ahead, Mike. I got another minute or two. I know you didn't get to say much on that first round, so then I'm going to get Cindy in here.
And that's the thing. I mean, when you got all this lattice work, I mean, if Trump survives this, I mean, they're headed toward the fact of making him not just a martyr, but a legend. Trump might very well end up being what's the guy's name that got put in jail? Nelson Mandela. You know, my theory about why they have to do this thing with the taking away of his Secret Service people is that they know that, okay, they know, one, that this trial in New York is rigged, right? Everybody knows that. And it's going to come back. It's probably going to come back with a guilty verdict. And he's just itching to put Trump in jail. But the problem with putting Trump in jail is it's a security issue. And the Secret Service is not going to allow it.
Yeah, it's a messy situation because of Secret Service. So now they're trying to take that away. It's all a scam against the people. It's all a bunch of treasonous traitors and a fraud. And then you think you got the people like Jim Jordan and these others, and it's like what are they really doing? I they sound all great and they're in their various sound bites and kind of stuff, and they look like they're serious about doing something, but what is it truly end up being? As Joe said. Yeah.
And look, I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene when she says that Mike Johnson has been blackmailed.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if there's any truth to it, but I heard something along the way, and if anybody else knows, apparently Michael Johnson, adopted a black boy at some point or something, and this individual has gotten into some kind of trouble recently or something. I don't know if there's any truth to that, and that was being held over. That was the one thing I was hearing, if there's any truth to it. I have no idea if he ever adopted any kid. I don't know. That part I truly do not know if that's the case.
Adoption is true. Yeah, he did adopt a kid. And did get into trouble. Now, whether or not they held it over his head is the question mark.
Yeah.
But there was something there that they're holding.
Whether that was it or not, I don't know. But he's definitely fallen off the wagon or whatever, and
he's
we all need to send him a nice little postcard that says God is watching you, because if he truly believes, like, you know, God is watching you, Mikey, and I don't think God likes what you're doing. Is this really what God told you to do?
That's the thing. When somebody like that wears his Christianity on his sleeve that much, there's a problem. I mean, Pence was that way, and we see what happened with him.
Pence is going the same direction. These wannabe Christians, and this is the sad part, because it's so sad because it takes us all down so much, and this is why many people don't trust any Christians. If you got to go and try to convince somebody how wonderful and Christian you are, you're probably not too good. I just opened the line for Cindy to join in here. Cindy, what are you thinking tonight?
I'm just going to take a total different direction. Right down to the local is corrupt. All around the country, people are complaining that their local officials are raising their taxes and implementing all kinds of crazy stuff that we don't need. And I can tell you it is happening. But people are starting to wake up on the local, and they're starting to get involved, and we're getting candidates, and we've had enough. And I think we're going to bring it now to the point where I finally, after like, I don't know, since 16, I've been saying we should be standing in front of the county commission and asking them why they adopted this, why they did that, and alerting the people. So now we have a bunch of people that want to do that. And I think it's because they see the corruption at the top,
and it's gone all the way down to the local. So we have to, you know, President Trump, elected or not, he's not going to fix everything. It's impossible. It really is impossible. Think about it. Because I'll just give you an example. All the grants in our little town here, $8 million in grants, all tied in with sustainability, which is now resilience, the selling of the sewers, you know, a septic to sewers is a travesty, okay? They waste money like drunken sailors, and then they go and they buy, they renovate a golf course, which is not the government's job, okay? That should be leased out to the private sector. We have two beach bars that the government's running. Why? People are asking these questions. Our taxes are going up. The non-for-profits, when you go to a meeting now, the first half an hour of the meeting is everybody gets a prize, I call it. Oh, I'm from the Boys and Girls Club, or I'm for Lyft, or I'm for this, or I'm for that. And look at me. I won a prize. And then all the commissioners take a picture, and then they're at the same party in the Chamber of Commerce. And then one of the commissioners will say, well, I would like to have my discretionary fund pay every year. I would like to donate of our tax money to save the horses. I mean, if we can't fix the local, how the hell are we going to fix the federal? It's a web, and it's all about money and power and influence and cronyism right down to the bottom, and we're sick of it. And I've got five candidates running now, and I have the potential of getting at least one more, and then we would be two. And I think people are fed up. They're fed up with their insurance. They're fed up with their local. They're fed up with the traffic. They're fed up with the taxes. They're fed up that they have a meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning instead of at 5:30 at night when people get out of work so they can attend the meeting. I mean, there's all kinds of things, and I think we have to put, you know, so what we're going to be doing is bullet points and handing it out and standing out in front of our commission meetings and really getting involved. We're going to start calling everybody in our districts, like in my town. We need to do that because otherwise it's over. Because even the state in Pasco County now is suing the state of Florida on the low-income housing. They rewrote the bill, and Cindy Sharda from over in Pasco County, who was also a Tea Party person, she read the new, you know, where they wanted to redo it. It's just as bad. So what did the state do for us? Nothing. All this garbage comes down from them. And we have to point it out. We have to tell people, no, we've had enough. You know, I'm always involved in the presidential election. I've been for a long time with all that. But I really don't see how we're going to save it. I don't. It's either going to be a crash and burn, or it's just going to go on until something bad happens. Because I don't know. I mean, Trump, we expect miracles from that man. How are we going to get that done? I mean, I don't know. It's too deep. I think we have to start at the bottom because I can't fix anything in Washington. I can call Representative Brian Mass and say, oh, please don't vote for that. And he didn't vote for it, which I was surprised. But he's probably, he's done a lot of other bad stuff. You know, I mean, and here's another thing. For years and years and years, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, did they ever tell you to do anything? I think Rush did one time. Nobody told
them. No, never. Yeah. They weren't
right.
The leaders. They were the talkers, not the leaders, which is, not going to interrupt you. I just want to let everybody know, I did put that Sovereignty Coalition link in the chat, and I'm aware of that Sovereignty Coalition. I signed up with it a while back. If that's going to be a way for us to get this other piece going on, like what Joe was talking about, I think we got to maybe go there, try to, and then join the other ones together, whatever. Maybe we have to try to bring together because maybe there's some money behind that. I don't know. But anyway, I want to make sure I mention that. But, yeah, what's the other thing with Florida right now? In fact, Karen may be able to chime in. The Republican Party of Florida, first off, DeSantis has not dropped out of the election. He has suspended the election kind of thing. And this is all in anticipation of something that happens to Trump, and he's not on, you know, whatever. Whatever happens with all the craziness going on with the lawfare and everything else. So he's out there. But understanding that DeSantis is being supported totally by the nutcases like the Paul Ryan and stuff, And then something about the money they, how much money they get. I don't know whether Karen, I think you had sent the article out, and I read part of it, but I didn't get to read the whole thing. What is going on? The Republican Party of Florida is so corrupt. It's just, it's disgusting. Please, anybody listening, never give a dime to them, please. So anyway, Cindy, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
I couldn't agree more. And the DeSantis issue is that he has aspirations thing higher. And I believe whatever it is, whether he wants to be VP, whether he is thinking, oh, if Trump goes down, I'll step right in, or he wants to run in 2028, whatever he does, he needs Trump's endorsement. And I think that's what he's vying for. So he's doing nicey-nice to Trump, talking about him nicey-nice, and doing a fundraiser for him also to show there's no hard feelings. So other than that, you are right. The RPOF in Florida is a disgrace and run by a bunch of corruptocrats who, I mean, they pick the person who is going to be the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate. The man is not even a senator. He's running for office. He was a representative, and they picked him to be the Speaker of the House. So what do they know about the election that we don't know? And think about that. You know, his name is there already, so we have that issue. But we do have the Republican assemblies in Florida, and they are going after and exposing a lot of good things. The problem that I have with the assemblies, this is a personal thing, is that many of their leaders are for the convention of the states. We also have a Republican Liberty Caucus in Florida. So if instead of us giving our energy to the RPOF, we focused on one of these groups, they're already established. They already have a name. They already are out there. And they are already fighting election integrity. And unfortunately, the way in Florida to fight election integrity is to not elect the same people over and over again. Other than that, what else are we going to do? Because the SOS in Florida is also corrupt. And he's a buddy of DeSantis. He's on DeSantis' cabinet. So, you know, if Florida is incredibly corrupt. I thought New Jersey was bad. Florida's bad.
It is.
Ladies, let me ask you ladies something. How many of you guys are from Florida?
Originally?
All of us.
Yeah. Originally.
Originally, because, I'm from New Jersey.
Okay. Live in Florida right now. How many of you live in Florida right now?
All of us.
Because, my thing is, early in the morning, starting at basically 5 o'clock my time, 6 o'clock your time, I listen to this guy that does a terrestrial radio show from, out of, I believe, Palm Beach, by the name of Brian Craig. All right? And he's a big Trump guy, you know, and he seems to think that DeSantis is unelectable forever. He couldn't even go back and get elected in the House seat, right? So my thing is, and plus he's a traitor. He's a Bush.
Yeah.
All right. He's a Bush. DeSantis is a Bush, you know, and apparently I understand that Jeb Bush still has a lot of sway down there in Florida, I believe.
Yes.
So if you're looking at that and you're looking at the fact that the Bushes, Jeb has this sway in Florida and Bushes have a sway in Texas, you got two major states that are controlled by the Bushes, or are still controlled by the Bushes, even though they lost in Texas when they tried to go after Ken Paxton. all right? Because Paxton beat Jeb's son out for the AG of Texas, right? So,
right.
But they're still in control of Texas, or the Bushes, all right? And that's something that's got to change. We've got to get these two states out of that family's hands.
Well, listen, the current status of America, unlawful elections, listen, the bottom line is that you have to go back to history and correct the status, first of all. Unlawful elections were held in several states which infringe upon the rights of the citizens of other states. That's undeniable. We have to go back to and reset America. We can't – everything that was happened after – I know it's people say, well, you got to go back all the way to the Civil War. Yes, because everything that happened after that, the Federal Reserve Act, the Emergency Powers Act of 1933, mm-hmm. the Senate Judiciary Committee meeting in 1972 where they addressed it, and then the abandonment of the gold standard. All these plays into everything that's happened, then the Patriot Act, and now look with the FISA. And, all this is it's a continuation of their new world order, okay? We have to get back and restore our original de jure form of lawful governance. If we don't have honest government, then what's the point? There's no point, because it just doesn't mm-hmm. make sense. We're not operating under the organic Constitution,
It doesn't matter anymore. We lost the Constitution. Here's how you're going to get it back. All this jibber-jab, Bush is this, that, and I'm going to really say my piece. First of all, in order to do anything, if we can't control our local, we can't control anything. We have to stop the grants, stop the money coming down from the state to the local. That's the beginning of it. We worked on a nullification 10th Amendment, sort of like a poster described that we were going to put into Sampson's office because he was acting like he was going to use the 10th Amendment. Did he ever announce the words? No. No.
Let me ask you a question.
Everybody, listen. The state government takes money from the Fed. Okay? Until I believe, what I want? I want secession. Show me a state.
Well, if your state citizen rights were transitioned to residence.
The American people are spoiled. They're too busy going on a cruise. You know what? People right now are not even, I had a politician tell me yesterday, they're not affected yet. And they're not. They're not affected yet. They're still going on vacation. They're going out to dinner. Not everybody's broke. Not everybody's, and that's the problem. We have a very spoiled nation of people, and they expect it. The only way that we're going to fix it is if we have to say, you know what, we don't want this shit. I don't want any grants.
You have to get together.
Oh, yeah.
You have to get together with a quorum of people. You have to have a quorum of people to get together lawfully. Otherwise, we have nothing but a mess.
That's what we want to do locally. We don't want to use grant money. We don't want you, look at what the state did. They took two things they took local control over. Most people don't even know what it is. They don't even know about the low-income housing bill in Florida. We have a four-story limit here. You know what they're going to do? They said, oh, no, we're going to override that. Okay, we can build towers. Why? Then this is how hypocritical DeSantis is. He stopped. We got some whatever it is, that stupid train. It's going to stop in Stuart, Florida now. It's outrageous. To ride on that train during the week, let's say at 4 o'clock or whatever in the morning, is over $100, $140 for a ticket. Why do we want the station here? Oh, well, that was another boondoggle. So now he's decided he's not going to give any money. So who do you think's holding the ticket here? $44 million to build a train station. This is all it's done. It's over. And the people are so stupid. They'll say, well, I like the train because I want to go to Disney World and go see Orlando. Well, how much is it?
Of course, they never do. It all comes down to the climate change nonsense and all the other protecting the climate because we're going to get cars off the road, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
It's all a scam.
I can, You know, it used to be a joke. 25 years ago, I used to, well, probably less than that. I used to live in a little old house in Stewart, okay? And I used to ride my bike to work. And I wouldn't ride my bike now because I would get killed. And I used to say there was a guy that was from Long Island, and he did the Main Street. And they took a Main Street grant to gentrify Osceola, the Main Street in town. So, you know, they had they renovated it, let's just say. After that, then they had to start festivals. So I used to call him the pimp of Osceola Street every day, every weekend. Now we need actually to have a festival to announce the festivals that are here in the wintertime. I suggest put a Megatron right on the park so everybody can see it. I don't know how, well, we've got to help the Chamber of Commerce, you know, and the tourist board, and some of the hotels that are moving in now. And we've got to help them make money. If you can't make money on your own and you have to rely on festivals, art festivals, with people selling junk from China, really? I mean, this is how twisted these people are. And, you know, I have to tell you, they're all AARP people who have nothing better to do, who retired probably on some government pension, walking around dazed and confused, don't give a shit about what's happened to their country. I'm old. I don't care. I want to go on a cruise. Okay, they probably took, you know, all the vaccines, and now they're going on a cruise with 5,000 people that they do not know. What? I mean, this is incredibly stupid. People are stupid. And I just think that, you know, maybe we could get...
But during the American Revolution, we had the same problem. It was only 3% of the population that actually fought, you know. So it doesn't matter. Let the sheep and lemmings go over the cliff. That's all. It only takes a minority.
Right.
Well, today I saw somebody. I'm not kidding. I saw a person, a young person, in a store. And where was I? Somewhere. She had three masks on. Three masks. And yep. I'm at the UPS store. And I just looked at the guy that owns the UPS store because he's one of us. And I just looked at him, and he looked at me, and I know he couldn't say anything because she's working there. And I thought, you had to hire this person? I mean, he must be really desperate because he had to hire her. And, you just realize after COVID really, really, in my opinion, exposed the sheep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I got two other calls out there. Real quick, though, before I go to the other callers out there, Cindy, do you call in on other shows too, right? Did you call on anything on yesterday?
Did I?
Was it anything yesterday?
Not that I remember, no. Did I?
Well, it sounded like you. As I'm telling you right now, you had a twin.
When did I? What would I have? Was that Sunday?
Last night, yeah, right. Sunday was last night. Sunday was Sunday, right? Last night, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't me.
That Kathy. What's her name? That one there that does that liberal show with her kitchen politics.
Oh no, it wasn't me. No. I do call
you got a
Brian
twin.
Craig, though. You know, Brian Craig is an interesting fellow, but the problem is with him. Let me just give you an example. And he's a nice guy. He's the one that likes Trump. He's down in Boca. So one day I called up and I was calling in a lot because I was trying to get people to understand the policy. And then he would cut me off. Well, we're not interested in that right now. Okay. So one day he's on the radio and he says that him and his wife, they never go to the grocery store anymore. I don't even know how much things is. I just called the grocery store and I thought, what? Like you don't go to the grocery store? You don't know how much things are and you're a radio host and you want Trump to win. I get it, but it just shows you how people have bought into this whole thing now. I don't have to go to the store. I can call whatever that is. They can deliver my food to the house. We live in gummy land now. It's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to read a book. Oh, I don't want to read a book. You know,
but guys,
those books?
I mean, there is a reason. When all this stuff in Virginia happened with the school boards, there is a reason why they started attacking the people that were going to the school boards, right? Because that's basically where it all starts, because they put in the curriculum at these schools, and the national the NEA or whatever the hell it's called, the national the Department of Education or whatever, puts in all the education stuff, and it goes through your school boards and gets in your schools. And they couldn't have people showing up at your school board who they thought were safe. They thought the school boards were safe, and questioning the school board's decisions on, which would end up questioning the Department of Education. And by the way, we should get rid of the Department of Education, but that's neither here nor there. But that's the thing. When that started to happen, they panicked. And they came out, they wrote these letters saying these parents that were showing up were terrorists and all that stuff. And then we saw a lot of these school boards kind of flip because of this whole situation. See, that's where it has to start. It has to start at the, not just at the local level, at the school board level.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
to take back.
Education. Okay, I've got two other callers I want to make sure we get in. And tonight I really do have a hard drop at 9, so I need to go ahead and let them get in.
Hey,
and
Sally,
unfortunately we'll have to cut to them. Yeah.
One more thing, Sally,
okay.
Just very quickly. On Sundays at 6 o'clock in the morning, now I'm Eastern time here, you can go to Rumble and look up Rhea Bow or Long Live Radio. And she is from England. And the woman from Ireland comes on. You've got South Africa coming on. It is fascinating. It's 4 hours. And you get to hear what's really going on over there across the pond. So I would recommend it, if you can, to listen, because it's really great.
What's the name of it again?
It's Red Pill. I think it's Red Pill Radio or Long Live Radio. And it's on Rumble at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. And like I say, unfortunately tonight I do have a hard drop at 9, so I want to get these two others. And let's see if Sarge has anything to say, and then I do see the one other caller out there, so we'll get to you as fast as possible. Hello, Sarge.
Yeah, listening to the discussion tonight, yeah, it does make me realize the magnitude of the problem, because so much of the discussion is circular in nature. I mean, most of the things that we're complaining about here can be undone by acts of legislation, because they were created by acts of legislation. And the only way they can be undone, with the exception of the two ways I'm about to cite, is through legislation to repeal them. Number one, you can get rid of it by a cruel revolution, and most of us think that is not acceptable unless there's an absolute last resort when there's no other option. Number two, they are found to be unconstitutional, either in whole or in part, by the Supreme Court, and that, too, is unlikely. And three, the only way that is palatable to most of us as an immediate solution is to elect the right people who will pass the appropriate legislation to either repeal the statutes that created these entities like the Federal Reserve or create new legislation, create agencies to correct them. That's the problem. And again, it goes back to what we're saying, local work with regard to the Federal Reserve, that's got to be done by members of the House of Representatives and the Senate if you're going to repeal it through legislation, because it's not in the Constitution. It was created by a statute. It can be undone by a statute, or it can be seriously amended by a statute. So again, the key is to get the people in there who will pass the legislation and a president who will sign the bill into law. So, I mean, it's clear what we have to do, but we understand what a mountain this is to climb.
How many years have we been saying that? We're not getting anywhere.
Well, yeah, I know. I understand that, but I'm saying, look, the work has to be done to put the appropriate people up. We got to convince our fellow citizens that this ship of state is headed for the rocks and the shoals is going to run aground. It's headed there. It's going there. Whether the Republicans are in charge or the Democrats in charge. The difference is this, though. The Democrats are sending us to the rocks at about 60 knots. The Republicans have sent us there at 15 knots. They're both going to send us there, but at least the one that sends us there more slowly will give us more time to get the water turned, to turn the ship away from the rocks and the shoals. So I'm not saying one is necessarily better than the other, but I am pointing out that out of this Ukraine bill, you had a vote of 311 to 112. Every single rat voted for the bill. Every single one. A minority, it was a close minority, but a minority of the Republicans voted for the bill. So we had a majority of the Republicans, even though it wasn't a big majority, a majority of them voted against it. So there is a difference.
Okay.
So look.
Sarge, you're
going to
get back. Okay, Sarge, hang on. You know, a loophole was discovered in the Constitution by very, very cunning lawyers, okay, and international bankers. Sarge, the Congress had created it, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Okay, this United States is a legislative democracy within the Constitutional Republic, and that's how they turned us over to a corporation. Okay, it is the exclusive, unlimited rule over its citizenry, the residents of the District of Columbia and the territory's enclaves. Okay, that's what they did. They screwed us over throughout history. We can't. You can try to vote your way out of this. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
So then, what did you say? What did I say? The other two options were: the Supreme Court finds it whole and part unconstitutional, or a coup or revolution. Those are the only three ways it's going to happen. There's no other three ways it's going to happen. So I'm just saying.
Unfortunately, SCOTUS isn't going to do it either because
that leaves us the other two options.
And he's still doing it anyway.
Exactly. That leaves us the other two options. Which one are we going to take? I say we try to get the people in office who will repeal. It's got to be done through legislation. Unless you're going to have a coup or the Supreme Court.
Between law and equity. How could you do that? You know,
you're saying it's impossible? It's a legislative act. No matter what school burglary went on behind the scenes, Congress had to pack an act of legislation to create the Federal Reserve Act. It's an act.
But the president... If you get
the right number of people in place who are prepared to repeal it, who can't be blackmailed... Then it's possible to repeal it. I'm not saying it's likely.
System.
It's possible.
The present commercial system of law has been replaced, Sarge. And the
I don't care what that argument is. It's an act of legislation that can be repealed. Doesn't mean it will be. It can be. All you got to do is get the people up there, get it out of committee, get it on the floor for a vote, and enough people in the legislature who will vote for it. That's hard work, like you say, and you keep saying it, Joe. It's hard work at the grassroots level to get them in place.
I have a question. I have a question. It's two parts. Very quickly, because Sally's going to go crazy. All right, so a woman named Jan Halper is over in England. She's on a show that Murdoch owns, like Fox and Frauds in the Morning, but it's some morning show, political, regular morning show. And she says, Trump got us out of the corporation. He told the Queen we're not part of the corporation anymore. This went viral. It was all over Twitter. You can probably look her up on Twitter. She's on Twitter. And she describes about what was happening when Trump went to see the Queen of England, and he did walk ahead of her or something. All that bullshit. All right. So my thought was, who the hell is this woman? Who is she? Never heard of her. I don't know who she is. So I looked her up. Well, she was on the transition team in 2016. So is the corporation true? Were we a corporation? Is this true? And who is this woman? And did Trump really do that? And I'm not a conspiracy person. I just want to know where the truth lies.
I've heard that before, too. I never could prove it one way or the other, but I've heard that same thing where Trump got rid of the corporation.
We're public law. We got rid of public law. We're under public policy.
Okay. For fact, she definitely, you look it up, you will find that she was on the transition team when Trump got into office in 14 or 16,
okay.
whenever it was. Okay.
I heard that, too. I heard that, too. You're absolutely correct. But then they said the Fed was being usurped also, and the Federal Reserve was, and everything was being switched around, the flags and everything. I heard all that. But it seems like we're right back where we started.
Well, here's another reason why, again, I'm readily conceding both parties are heading the ship of state for the rocks and the shoal. Okay? I'm not – one of us is bringing us there 60 knots. The other is bringing us there 15 knots. I'd rather go with the party that's going to get us there slower so we got more time to do something about turning the ship around. That's why. That's the only reason why. Not because I think they're better. I think they're slower at it. But here's the reason. Here's another reason why. There was a black man named Dexter Taylor in New York. He was convicted yesterday of a gunsmithing hobby. He was making guns in accordance with the Bruin decision, unserialized lower registered that don't have to be registered with any government entity because they were over 80% unfinished. And it was his hobby. He was doing it in New York, unfortunately for him. Now, the judge that convicted him in the case, she said that his lawyer could not bring up the Second Amendment because, and I'm quoting here, the Second Amendment doesn't exist in New York. You can't bring up the Second Amendment in my courtroom. Nobody talks like that but Democrats. No one. No one even, no, I've never heard a judge use any language like that other than Democrats.
He would have got convicted too. If he was in North Carolina, he would have got convicted too.
Well, I understand that, but the judge would never have said in North Carolina that the Second Amendment doesn't exist in his courtroom. Every aspect of the Constitution exists in every judge's courtroom. And when a judge makes a statement like that, that is the reason to have that judge's ethics investigated and have that judge maybe disbarred or removed from the bench. But only Democrats talk like that. I never heard a Republican speak like that, say aspects of the Constitution don't exist somewhere. They actually believe it.
You know, okay, I'll just point something out, Sarge. We talk about who's taking the ship of state into the rocks faster and getting us to where we're sinking faster. Think about this. Go back to that first day of the Fannie Willis perjury trial, right, and her wearing of the pen upside down. And we all know what that means, right?
Yeah. We're
talking about
distress signal. It's a distress signal.
It's a signal, and that's the thing. We thought she was crazy for doing this, but maybe she knows. She knows what she's done, and maybe she knows that, too, she's doing the right thing. And by doing this, is getting us to the rocks faster, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's a big deal because the more time you have to undo damage, the better. The more time you have to undo it for the ship sinks, the better.
If we would have started back in the day of the Tea Party to undo this, we would have been much better off right now. Joe, if you're going to say something real quick, then I have this one last caller.
No, go ahead.
Okay, 5236. I am not sure who that is. 5236, can you give us your first name, please?
Hey, Stanley from Akron, Ohio.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hot minute, buddy. Let me tell you something. I got it all figured out. Indoctrination for the people of America through Zionism has ruined the Republican and Democratic Party. They are both in together, work with China, Israel, Iran, Russia. The only thing stopping world takeover is the fact over 700 plus billion armed citizens.
He's breaking up.
Have guns. We have guns.
The Second Amendment is,
Hey, Mike, this Judge Abina Darka said to the defense attorney in his opening argument, where he was bringing up the Second Amendment, this judge said to this attorney, this is a quote, do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. It doesn't exist here. So you can't argue Second Amendment. This is New York. The judge said this in open court.
Hold on a minute.
No constitution.
Hold on a minute. We have a situation where, in all actuality, you are wrong. She is right. Because maritime law Confrontation Law doesn't have anything to do with the Second Amendment. We're talking about corporation law that doesn't, you cannot deal with the public, cannot deal with the private. That's a problem. Under maritime law, through commerce, through the British Crown, know about the birth certificates. So, anchors run free. We know that.
We need drastically, vitally, badly to test that proposition and see if she's right or if we're right. Because we can't let a judge make statements like that and let it stand.
No, because they know, Sarge, there's no more constitution.
Cannot get a common law judgment for anything through a maritime jurisdiction. So therefore, a woman like that, or a man, who I don't care who it is, does that. Said it from day one. Go ahead, finally, seen the light. Bo Gibson has seen the light. We have to drag them out by their hair. They are treasonous, number one. Number two, have to be held accountable. Because if they are not, don't worry about voting.
This goes back into the fake government we have. Donald Trump isn't a Zionist.
I'm Mickey Mouse because the problem. Donald Trump may have everybody fooled thinking he's doing a lot for this country.
We're going to have to wrap up here, so please hurry because I'm going to have to wrap up. I do have a hard drop at 9 tonight.
What he's done is turned traitor to this country. He's made the deal with Israel and the Zionist nation because of the banking system, because they've bailed him out so many times. Trump can't do anything but with the flow. They will smash him worse than they did Epstein. He is stuck. He's only there.
Hold on.
Right. Everybody,
okay.
For
we've got to wrap up here. Somebody else is trying to say something. Was that you, Cindy?
It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I got to wrap up right now. You go ahead and chant one last shot right there, whatever you want to say, and then try to give a very quick round table here.
If you want to
change everything, we have to stop the banking system. We have to tell these people we do not accept the
Hold on. Yes, we understand
that.
Cindy was saying something.
Well,
Cindy, go ahead.
Say, from what the comments that he's making, I've heard this from a friend. About the Zionism, but you could go to Henry Maykow, and read a little bit more about.
I don't have to read
discussing.
Anymore about Zionism. I know where the founding
Please
of
don't interrupt.
Zionism.
Please
not you.
Don't interrupt.
Not you.
Democracy.
Yeah.
Cindy, please finish.
All over again.
I hate to have to mute people. Please stop. Let Cindy finish what she's saying. We've only got a couple of minutes here, and we're going to be off the air.
Yeah,
so Cindy, finish, please.
If you just wanted to read some more about it, you could probably go to Henry Maykow. There are a lot of people talking about
that. No, I don't need
that.
To read any more about it.
We're wrapping up here. He's not going to let you talk, and I really hate when people talk over others like that. And I'm going to start muting the thing because it's so rude, and you can't hear anything at all. It destroys any communication because you can't hear anything. Can't hear you. Can't hear the other person. So please don't do that. When I ask someone, when I go to Cindy, say something. Please don't talk over her. I mean, it's okay to chime in that you want to share an expression, but it gets to be so annoying when people do that. Okay, Joe, any last final words here as we're going
to
kind of wrap it up here? See, there he goes, talking over people again.
Hang on, she'll call on you. Everybody will get a chance. Everybody will get a chance at the end. We can't talk over each other. That's a good point, though. You know?
Okay. Unfortunately, I have to mute him because I can't hear. Okay, Joe, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. It does turn into a crap show when everybody starts talking over each other. I know everybody's got a lot to say, and they're passionate about what they believe, and everyone believes in trying to restore and fight for this country. And I can respect that. But when it turns into a crap show, you're absolutely right, Sally. We've got to have some more order on these podcasts. And the repetition of saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over, the same thing over and over and over, you know, I mean, it's the same thing.
So, but anyway, I'll close with that. Till tomorrow night, 7 p.m. I might do a show a little bit later tonight. Thanks, Sally, for having me tonight. Appreciate it. God bless the Republic.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you, Joe. Okay, Sarge, any last quick words of wisdom you would like to share tonight?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's not too much I've heard tonight that I disagree with. I mean, obviously the solution is a combination, obviously, of local and national, with the emphasis being on the local for the long term, on the national for the short term, because I think there are threats to this country that are so imminently perilous, they've got to be dealt with immediately, like this invasion on the southern border is at the top of the list. The other solutions are long term, and they have to be steadily worked at, and they're not going to be accomplished overnight. The imminent perils must be addressed immediately and stopped immediately, and most of those are national.
Absolutely. Okay, anything else? Is that it for you for tonight?
Oh, that's it. I like to make it succinct when I make a final mistake.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, I'm needing it some. Okay. And I think we're all on the same page when it comes to wanting to save our country. We just have to figure out what's truly screwed up and wrong and where it is and how we can fix it. And I'm hoping that Sovereign Coalition gives everybody an option, so please go out there and join and see if we can't kind of use them to get people together, the right people together, come together and take the right actions. Because and maybe next week we'll talk more about this corporation thing, because it really is so key to the whole problem, how we take back our country. And one real quick thing here. Okay, New York, this is out in the chat room. New York City is defined in federal regulations as United Nations. Rudolph Giuliani stated on C-SPAN that New York City is the capital of the world. For once, he told the truth. And this goes into the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay, Cindy, any last words from you for tonight?
No, I just think that, you know, we can try. It's really interesting how people are starting to pay attention on the local level because of taxes. So if we can get them to work on the local level, then, you know, I think that can expand. I mean, but we have to start, you know, I'm trying to do everything, but I'm going to try my best at the local level now and point out how big government is part of the problem at the local end. That's it.
Yeah. The food chain. Remember what a sovereign state is, and then the community, and stop taking money from the feds. Absolutely. And just on that same note, in Orange County, Florida, the people had been fighting back. They were trying to put another sales tax on the referendum on the ballot this time, and that got shut down. I think it was today. As of today, I think it was officially shut down.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. And that's because the people said no, and they got engaged, and they got into the face of the locals on that one. Okay.
Oh, Sally, one other thing, Sally. Yeah. One other thing I forgot to mention. The Biden regime has stepped up this plan to implement the Affirmative Federal Fair Housing Act. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
They really stepped up the plans on that one. That's another one that's really nasty.
Yep. It's all takeover. It's all a communist regime to shut down, to take over this country, all under the guise of we care so much about you, which, of course, isn't what it is.
But it had been dormant. It had been dormant. Now they revived it, and they're making a big push to get it through. And if that does, that'll be one of the biggest federal power grabs, I don't know, since the 1930s, if they can get that one through.
Wow.
And if Michael Johnson lets that go through, oh, my goodness. He's going to rot in hell so fast. What's up?
That was an Obama rule. It is affirmatively furthering fair housing. And he attached it to the Fair Housing Bill, which is affirmatively furthering fair housing, is on its own unconstitutional, and it's a huge stretch to include it. So hopefully the communities will have some balls, and they will sue the Fed for putting in an unconstitutional bill for a change. So we have that to look forward to in Obama's second term, should he get one. Obama's third term, rather, should he get one.
Yeah.
So that would be that's a real bad one, because they're going after zoning. They will be outlawing single-family homes. and they will be dictating. Well, basically what they're going to do is turn all of the cities
into 15-minute
cities. No private property.
Yep. No more suburbs.
You will own nothing and be happy. They will be happy. Anyway, I'm going to say goodbye, and hopefully everybody will be able to listen on the weekend at 7 in the morning or 4 in the afternoon Eastern on the AmericaOutloud.news network to the Prison of America's Education, and listen to my interview with Trevor Loudon, which I feel you will get a lot of information from.
He's great.
Thank
I like
you.
Listening to him. Yes. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I'm sorry we couldn't carry it on a little bit over time tonight, having to cut it short tonight. Well, we'll try to make up for it next week. And we got to truly understand the difference of, just like it was unconstitutional, if we followed the organic constitution, but because of all the other games they're playing, we're not under the real constitution, and this is what we have to do, the real reset, to get back to the true, genuine constitution and not this corporation nonsense that Joe was talking about. And we will definitely continue this discussion next week, because it is so important to understand the root of the problem. Can't solve the problem if you can't figure it out. And of course, the key is getting everybody, the 3% of the true Americans here together to take back this country, because we are losing it fast if we don't take corrective action. And I'm hoping that sovereign coalition is going to be an option. We got to find some way to unite the Americans. Because right now, I mean, Trump's doing all this stuff, and he's uniting a lot of people, but it ain't. And if you're strictly depending on that election, you're barking up the wrong tree, because there's going to be so much other stuff going on with the election and with a very unconstitutional Congress. Totally insane. Biden's going to try to do this other garbage. They're going to do whatever it takes to try to win this election, corrupt it in every which way, and that's going to be it. We have to know what Plan B is, which is to get back to the organic constitution and have the to break away from the corrupt corporation. We have to do that. And with that being said, thanks again, everyone, for joining the conversation. Great discussion. We've got to keep it going. Please stay engaged and say a prayer for our country. We need a prayer. We need, as I said on the Defend Florida recently, if you do nothing else but pray, we're not going to get there. Praying is going to help us get there, but if all you do is pray, you're not going to get there. God is expecting us to do something to take back this country. And with that being said, God bless America, and good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.